Welcome to Raising the New Earth podcast. I'm your host, Noah Dory, an artist, holistic nutritionist, and a mother, here to share my experience and engage in new perspectives in health, food, nature, consciousness, and spirituality. Together, we'll be exploring our biospiritual connection with motherhood and Mother Earth. Take a listen. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Raising the New Earth podcast. I'm your host, Noah Dory, and today we have a fantastic episode for you. Maybe you've heard of Reiki, but don't quite know what it is. Maybe you are considering Reiki, but not really sure whether it's the right fit for you. Maybe your doctor has suggested Reiki as a form of therapy complementary to your existing medical treatments. In that case, I love your doctor already. Whatever your questions are, my good friend and incredible Reiki therapist, Eileen Kylie Coffey, is here with us today to answer all your questions. Welcome to the podcast, Eileen. How are you?
Thank you, Noah. I'm so well. Thank you. And thanks for having me on today.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Who are you? How you got to Reiki? What brought you there?
Okay. So I suppose, like everybody, I've many different sides to me, Noah. And I suppose I have very much a logical brain. I come from the pharma industry. I worked as an engineer in, I suppose, the Department of Process Development, working on introducing new products into large-scale manufacturing facilities. So I very much have a logical brain. I'm very much all about medicine. But I also believe that will only ever take somebody part of the way in terms of getting well and staying well. I was introduced on my healing journey, which was quite tangible for me in my late teens. I would say I was very much on that journey ever since I was born. But, you know, as you're a child, it's hard for you to make sense of things. You don't really have the words. It's just not tangible, I think, in terms of trying to connect it to reality. And that only came to me, I'd say, in my late teens, when I knew I had big work to do spiritually. So I started very much on my spiritual journey, I would say around the age of 18, and the introduction to that would have been Reiki. So, you know, I did 3 levels of Reiki. I became a Reiki master, I'd say in my early 20s, and I spent probably a good 7 years really investing in my spiritual path, and could not get enough. And I think I became very aware that I had a lot of past life healings to do with the circle I was in at that time. And I felt like I was, at the time, it's only upon reflection now, I suppose, I'm 43 now, and, you know, as you age, you gain your wisdom and you start to kind of connect the dots. And I connected these dots many, many, many years ago, but I do, you know, I do reflect on that journey, on that part of my life. And I really see where I'm at in my life and how my life is just so balanced, how I have so much stability, how I suppose spirituality and living in the real world, how I just kind of maintain that equilibrium, you know, because you can't far into the spiritual world. You can't be too far kind of present here in the world and not know that and not realize that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I mean, I know that, I've always known that. But I know that if I didn't really fully immerse myself into my spiritual on that spiritual path at that early age, I would not be where I am today. I had so much work to do, so many blocks to remove. And I think the only way we can evolve and higher our level of consciousness is by fully immersing ourselves into, you know, spirituality, remove our blocks. And then I think sometimes the equilibrium comes. Does that make sense, Noah? That was kind of very much, that's very specific to me, to my journey. So for me and with my level of consciousness and where I'm at, I came in with a lot of past life work to heal with a circle, as I mentioned, a circle of people who were older than me, and some by maybe 10 years, some by 2 or 3, and 4. And I was very much stuck in my life until I managed to clear all of those blocks. And I did that through Reiki, through healing, through working with spirits and heaven and the divine, whatever that is for people. And once I cleared all that, I progress. The blocks remove. So I understand that when you have work to do on a spiritual level, you cannot progress and cannot evolve to a different consciousness until you deal with all of that stuff. Does that make sense? So I
100%.
feel, just in terms of kind of bringing it to where I'm at today, my understanding of Reiki, and I think people understand Reiki. They understand the term. They know it's energy. It's working on the chakras. It's removing blockages. It's working with the divine. For me, it's actually working with the divine. It's working with the divine energy, the heavenly energy. I can't say necessarily my work is Reiki. It's working with the divine, and people would connect with that with the term of Reiki. So I just understand, and I believe that we need to move our blocks. We need to move our blocks so that we can go to the next level of consciousness and move forward with our lives for the work we need to do, you know, on the planet today. So
Yeah,
that's where.
and I think it's important to note that with today's stress levels, not just stress, emotional stress, but stress, chemical pollution, lack of nutrients, electromagnetic pollution, interference with the body's entire energy system, meridian, we are bombarded environmentally and emotionally with so many stressors that consequently nurturing the body's energetic systems is a lot more important today than it was in the past, and that the vital body needs to be re-energized. The biofield needs to be retuned with a form of what you're offering, that pure energy food from the divine, to effectively support our physical body and to prevent further dysfunction. My wish would be that people will find energy healing earlier than being in a hospice, earlier than having their disease degrade their body and come to a point of acute pain. This should be part of you brush your teeth, you check in with your own biofield. This is how important this is in this era. What are your thoughts on that?
I 100% agree, Noah. I totally believe that. And I feel like, I believe it's an investment that every single human being needs to put into themselves. So it's whatever level of, energy replenishment or healing that a person needs. And people can get it in different ways. They can get it from different forms of therapy. And, I really do believe that mine, just for me personally, it's working with the divine energy that comes through. There's many different, people love acupuncture, people love reflexology. I'm also a professional reflexologist as well. Would that be my go-to? No, it's not for me. It's working with that divine energy for me. So again, I think, for me and my understanding of life and spirit is that our soul, our spirit, everyone's soul, everyone's spirit is drawn to becoming evolved. That's why we are here. We need to evolve. We cannot evolve if we do not invest in our healing. We cannot evolve, and we need to. And when we don't, that's when the complications come. That's when we're forced to stop. You're going to break a leg. You're going to get a disease. And we all know, if you break up the word disease, it is disease in your body. Sorry, Noah, can you hear that distraction?
No, I can't. That's okay.
There's some noise going on outside. But just to bring it back to disease, unless we work on healing our inner self, we will have disease in our bodies. We will. And even by taking the steps of even going out in nature, I could walk for miles and miles and miles. And that's a total investment in your healing, taking in the beauty of nature, taking in the beautiful wildflowers, just observing, the beauty, the magnificence, the magic of the world, so that's one element, going to the sea, just sitting at the sea, absorbing in, breathing in that salt water, that, salt air, should I say, from the salt water. All those different things make a difference. But for those that really know that they need to, tap back in and work with their spirit and just go deep within and take a good look, at what's going on here, and been brave. I think being brave to go and, focus on, the essence of us, and taking a good, we are nothing without tuning into the essence of our being. We're not just a physical body. We are not that. And I feel, where I actually feel very passionately about this, Noah, that where this world is at in terms of war, violence, anger, hatred, we're living in a very dangerous time. We have a responsibility as a human race, all of us uniting to evolve our level of consciousness, to get a grip on ourselves. Get a grip on ourselves. What are we doing? We have created, even bringing it back to this nuclear age, we have created weapons of mass destruction that can obliterate our planet, us. What are we doing? So, I mean, We all have this level of responsibility to work on us. Like we can't take on the magnitude of the world. We can't do that, but we can start with us. And by us, working on our spirit, letting our anger go, letting our pain go, elevating our consciousness, that will infiltrate out to the world. And when we start working on us, others start to look in and say, okay, that person's changing a little bit. What's going on here? I might have a little bit of that, a little bit of that. I don't like how well they're looking here. Why are they feeling so good? And I'm not even talking about aesthetically, to me, when I say somebody is beautiful, Noah, I'm not looking at,
The
perfection of,
shell.
I do not look at that. That's not what radiates to me, Noah. It's their beauty from their light. That's what I see. That's what I see. And that's what I want. For me, I just want, I suppose, I'm going to bring it back to my purpose, and I've had to kind of, I mean, I've stepped out of, the pharma world. I've stepped away from all of that, so I know what's important in life, and that's very important, but it's not for me. My is to help people to remove their blocks, to remove all that toxicity on all those different levels, get to the core and let people's light shine. When people are free of whatever that is that needs to shift, they move forward, they experience joy, freedom, love, happiness, all of these that no Gucci bag is ever going to give you, that no Prada bag is ever going to give you. None of that will ever add to someone's pure light. When somebody walks through a room, you're not looking, admiring them because of their Gucci or their whatever. I don't do brand names anyway, but so their YSL bags or whatever. But you're looking at their energy, and you're not, if somebody catches you, wow, what is it that they're throwing out that you're picking up that's so gorgeous? I want to amplify that in people. I have that ability. That's my purpose in life, and that's the essence, really, of, I feel, my purpose on this planet. Well, one element of me, of course, but and that's my wish and my dream, my purpose. So I'm going to get moving on that, Noah. So
Yes, you will, and yes, you are.
yes, yeah, so.
So what you're describing coming from the pharma world, I see as a medical student of integrative medicine, I see that a lot. All of my professors, I would say 99% of my professors and mentors are all MDs turning integrative medical doctors because, when pharmacotherapy is somewhat responsible for di dictating a curriculum in medical school, and some medical doctors are being paid to advocate for pharmaceuticals that their side effects are more horrible than the actual symptom that the patient presents her or himself with, then my mentors and my teachers wanted nothing to do with that and knew that there's something else to be said about finding the root cause and connecting the mind and the body and finding other modalities that can help that person as opposed to sending him or her with subscription and with the prescription and say, okay, this is it, so good luck to you. And a lot of people say this is a lot of woo-woo, when it comes to Reiki, but that is not the case. Actually, Reiki was developed by Mikao Usui in the early 1900s, and it came from Japan. And the Japanese word is rei, like you said, universal ki. It's like chi, the vital energy that flows through all living things. And Reiki is nowadays used all over the world, including hospitals and hospice facilities and all forms of health treatments. And if you look at PubMed, there's a bunch of studies made and proved that Reiki therapy is amazing for anything from oncology to palliative care to working with very young children receiving palliative care or end of life care. All of this are proof to those that need the proof that Reiki is not, you know, hokey pokey. No, there is actually in class, we actually conducted an experiment in class where we used a dark field microscopy and we used energy healing on a patient. And so the patient, we saw the white blood cells of that patient and she suffered from whatever, I'm not going to disclose. But after 30 minutes of energy healing, very similar to Reiki, her white blood cells were completely different. They started forming shape of a healthy person. 30 minutes of that. So where are the studies on that? Why are those not being brought to the public's to the media? Why? So we need to do our own research. We need to say, okay, there's got to be like a trapped trauma in me. We have to work on the mental energy in the biofield.
So I 100% agree. No, I 100% agree with that. I suppose I'm going to bring it back to courage and bravery. And I think it all kind of comes back to that. And I rarely go and see a doctor for myself. So I will say that I acutely remember at the age of 9 when my granddad, I remember he passed away at Christmas time, Christmas Eve, and I distinctly remember a depression feeling, a depression on me. And I'm not saying it was fully attributed to his death. It wasn't. I just kind of, I'm just making the connection to, and I think it was actually a gift that my granddad gave to me, that I can connect that depression to his passing. Because it showed me what I think that was the cumulative at 9, you know, my formative years, all the, you know, the trauma, you know, that we take on as children and all the things. And that depression lasted for years and years and years. And then so I'm still depressed at the age of 18. I still have that disease in me. And then I got on my spiritual journey. And I remember before I got introduced to Reiki, I remember going to the doctors and I said, I'm so sick. What is wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I don't know what's, and I'm crying and I am all over the place. They did not know. I mean, like a couple of different doctors, they were scratching their head, you know, what was going on? They did not know. And I am 43 now, and I invested, as I said, spiritual healing is an investment, and it takes courage and it takes strength and bravery. And it's the same, you know, for every facet of life. If you are going to progress, no matter what that is, you know, whether you want to progress in your career, you want to go for a promotion, or whatever it is, for us to progress spiritually and to heal, 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 and elevate our consciousness, that you elevate as you heal, that will not happen unless you are prepared to go and start looking at things. You know, and I do believe, I know I may be delving a little bit into the spiritual side and maybe past lives, but I think it's important to just bring awareness to this. And I know it could be a bit heavy for some people, but I believe that I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying a lot of people come in with work to do to clear whatever is remaining from their past lives. And me in particular, I'm acutely aware, and you know, of the work I had to do with people that came into my circle. And until I worked spiritually, these people did not go. And once I cleared all of that, they were gone, gone, gone. None, there's nobody from that area of my life that's with me today. They had to get off my train, so to speak. We all have our little train, and you have people hopping on and off at all different stages. Some people stay forever in your journey, say, for example, your mom, your dad, your siblings, your maybe, you know, certain people. But a lot of people have gone off my train and won't ever get back on. And I've obviously got off theirs, and I won't be getting back on theirs, you know, so it works both ways. But today, at the age of 43, I am the most free and happy and content person I never even thought I could ever get to this. I feel so joy and gratitude, and I cannot absorb enough of living. I cannot get enough. But if I did not go on that journey, and it was uncomfortable, it wasn't easy. I had a lot of things to look at, and I had a lot of pain to release, and all the things. But the reward is today that. This is my journey, specific to my journey, but I'm married. I have four children, and my husband is my best friend. If I did not clear all my things and all the stuff around, without delving, or going into too many different personal things, I would not be as open, as communicative, as just free in my marriage. I would not have had that. And that was always a goal of mine. I always wanted that. With my children, again, they're all at different ages. I would not be the mother I am today if I had not invested. And I also invested in a ton of psychotherapy over the years as well, like educate myself on many different levels. But I pull it all together. But I know that I could not have gone on my psychotherapy journey had I not have put years and years and years into my spiritual journey. It just evolved, it brought me there. And but to bring it back to doctors, so my education, a lot of it, a huge element of it is pharmacology. It's pharmacology. So I am a huge believer in medicine. And then the contradiction to that is, I'm a huge believer in not having medicine, and I think the best doctors I have ever gone to are those who have helped me connect, or even with my own intuition. And if I, even bringing my children to the doctor, and when the doctors have said to me, "What do you think, Mom? What do you think?" Then this is what I think. And who is always right? Me. It's not the doctors. We know what is going on in our bodies. We know what is causing us to seize, what is causing us upset. What is, we just have to look at it. And we go to the doctors, and we disempower ourselves by putting our trust into other people, because we know. But we just need to get brave and honest with ourselves. And it's hard, but taking our spiritual journey helps us build trust. And it does it slowly, and we will always go at the rate in which we are meant to go. Some people that, some people it's a lot slower, but they're the best doctors, and if you think Reiki is huge in hospices, or as you said, for children, people, all of those who are, nearing the end of their human journey here, what does that tell us? If you just were to think about that, Noah, we are getting ready. We are getting ready to pass on, to elevate our spirits. And there's no amount of medicine that's going to, help us go there. So Reiki does that. Spiritual healing does that. That's elevating, that's removing blocks, getting us going, ready to take the next step in our spiritual journey. It's beyond powerful, but I just, I'm speaking from my experience. So I know, I channel, I've had so much healing. I know the impact, but it's just bringing that awareness to people, I think, now is that. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we lose sight of that, that's when we hit trouble.
Yeah.
Dove, need to bring it back.
And you said something about us needing to heal. In functional medicine, we always say that if you're not detoxifying your body, you're retoxifying your body. So we have to physically remove some of the toxins that we accumulate over the years. That's why you see a lot of people with heavy metals, diseases that manifest because of all the stressors that I mentioned a moment ago. And so we literally got to work on those drainage pathways. Same with healing, I believe. It's that if you don't heal, you are stuck. You are stuck in the imprints of your parents, your grandparents, your past lifetime, your inability of changing and evolving is a testament to you being stuck and in your own way. And so in order for us to heal and elevate, like you mentioned, we have to be a little more open-minded and try to incorporate things that will affect our, we call it in Ayurvedic medicine, we call it the mental body, right? We have the mental body, we got the bliss body, then we have the physical body. But in order to change what it is that we're doing and change what it is subsequently, what we're getting, then we have to change now. If we change what we do, we'll change what we get. And the idea is to be willing and able to be open to a different form of healing modality.
Completely, completely, Noah. And I also feel that we have a responsibility, Noah. So we are here today. And just to bring it back to, I'm going to completely simplify Maya Angelou's, speech around, we come as 10,000, we're not just us, We just to pull in our ancestors, think of all those. For me, being a woman, think of your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother, and all of those people who have paved the way for us to come and be born now. We have a responsibility and an obligation to get moving on things and bring this planet and this world to where it needs to be. And if you're a mother or you're a friend or you're a sister or whatever you are, we have that responsibility to free. Okay, how do I let me bring that back a little bit, Noah. We are responsible for only ourselves. Okay, so I that and we have to take action for ourselves, but by doing that, we have an indirect responsibility to impact the lives of those around us, to influence them, to get moving on theirs if they're a little bit stuck, And a lot of our ancestors, they suffered, they had hard lives, by their suffering and their sacrifices and all the things, it's just given us such opportunity to really make a change, but a spiritual change, and again, to elevate our consciousness so that we can ultimately just work towards peace and harmony, peace and harmony, even in our own little world. And that the power of that is just incredible. It's infectious, it is beyond infectious. As I said, people will be looking, look at that family there, they're very happy. What are they doing? And I want a bit of that, but I think everyone's soul has that draw. And we need to get busy. We need to start, moving on healing. We need to just start moving and taking that responsibility and start getting rid of all of this stuff, whatever that is, even past life stuff, whatever we've come in with, that needs to go. For the next generation and just all the things, make the changes, and I think it will all feed back into, environmental consciousness, just all the different areas of, the planet, the world that needs love, light, and healing,
And I
But a start.
think once we heal ourselves, we heal the world. How can we give light, love, and healing if we don't give it to ourselves? How what do we expect other people to do it? It doesn't work like this. You got to throw that little pebble and create that big reaction.
And it's taking that responsibility for our life, for the work we have to do as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Like, we need to connect back to that. It's not just about our job, or it's not just about, being a mother or, whatever. We need to get a grip and come back in here. Back in here, and we need to start, releasing and being free and happy and getting rid of all the toxins. And that's on every level. I know you're more medical, that's more your end of things, Noah.
But I would add and say that there is it's limited. So the medical idea is limited. The regenerative therapies that I offer in my clinic, they are limited without changing from the core and evolving. And so that's why I love your work. And when we held seminars together, the people that came to you for Reiki treatment, they all went out of the clinic crying, not crying in agony, but crying in a relief that this huge load off their shoulders was lifted because of your connection to the divine, because what you did with them and for them.
And I do believe, Noah, that level of work and that area in which I practice in, for me, it is what you're saying. It's that block. There is just something there that's stopping people from moving forward. And that release needs to happen. And that can spiral you into the next the next level of your life, the next step. And sometimes, and when we have that depression or when we're feeling stuck in our lives, Noah, that's all we need to do. You just need that block removed and that will move you. And it's not nothing for me, it wasn't that simple. That's for me, for those people, they're quite elevated in their level of consciousness. And I do think I'm a big fan of Carolyn Miss, and I don't know if you're aware of her, but she uses this analogy, to say that, she would draw a picture of a building and has all these different, like an apartment building, and the top is the penthouse, and then you have first floor, second floor. The first floor are those who are just, not really unaware. I'm so sick. My life is in tatters, and I'll go to the doctor and can you give me something, so it starts there, and then, you go to the next level and you're saying, okay, as you evolve, you start to see, shifts are happening. You have a brighter and a more broader perspective on life. And as you evolve, you get to the penthouse, and that's probably, God, but, whatever people. And when I use the term God, Noah, honestly, I just mean a higher power. I don't mean this, this man with a beard or whatever human. I mean, yeah, the higher power being. Honestly, I do feel our spirit is just drawn to trying to get there. But some people need the divine healing to help them elevate, and release traumas, release grief, so that they can progress. Other people who are at a higher state of consciousness might just have, a bit of a block, they're stuck. You have the shift, and then they shoot into maybe a college course that they were putting off, whatever, whatever. But so there's different levels, and it's different for every single person, wherever you're at, in terms of your consciousness, no.
And I come from a lineage of what I call medicine women. I remember my grandma used all these oils and dried herbs that she grew in the garden to, put on my knees or on my stomach when it was hurting. My mom, raised us on Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine and Chinese medicine. So subconsciously, I was attracted to integrative medicine, I believe, following that. And I know that your mom is also a Reiki master. Is that
She's not a master. She's not. But my mom has what we say in our house, a direct line with God. She is so pure. Excuse me. She is actually so. And she has. If you were to meet her, she has beautiful, clear skin. I mean, she's well into her 60s. She hasn't got a wrinkle. She's just purity. And how she lives her life. And she comes from a huge trauma, huge trauma. Just the magnitude of it. People just don't get through it. They don't get through it. But she is a warrior, but the moat lives the most simplistic life and keeps that part of her very, very, very clean. Does that make sense? She keeps that channel very clean, very pure. She is honorable. She has integrity. She is just full of kindness. She's my inspiration. She is my absolute inspiration. And on top of that, she has taken such accountability and responsibility for her errors when her level of consciousness was lower, and reflects and sees maybe the traumas that were passed on, or and I don't, God, real protective of our moms, aren't we? As part of her journey, she would with pleasure support me in sharing this. As part of her journey, as she evolved, she was so brave and so courageous, and and owns all of her errors, her mistakes, her misjudgments, and came to, I'm one of four as well, and she came to each and every one of us, and she said, as part of your healing, you have anger. And I made a lot of mistakes. She said, I'm so sorry. I'm so. And it's your responsibility now to hand that back to me. And I will tell you at, I mean, who has the strength to do that? I start doing all my work and taking a look. I said, oh, yeah, you want a bit of that, do you, ma'am? So I said, I had my conversations with my mom and I said, now the anger. Mom, I'm so angry over ABC and you did this and you did that. And I handed it back. She took it. It's gone. So she is angelic to a different level, but that doesn't happen and not. That doesn't happen in your everyday life, and not many people, can actually do that. But the reason I'm thinking to myself, there's a reason I'm sharing this. And the reason behind this is that we have to take accountability. We're only human, okay? So we all make mistakes. But when we know we have done wrong, and I have done plenty, and we need to look at that. And if we don't have the opportunity to meet those people that we've hurt or whatever, you can visualize them. I can assist with this, absolutely, because I do it on myself all the time, that, we can go within, we can connect spiritually, and we can take back what we've done. It's like a dagger. You've either stuck it in somebody or they've stuck it in you. So we've the responsibility to take people's daggers out of us and to take our daggers back, That would be a big element of my work. Not a huge, it's part, but it's important to talk about, those kind of psychic things we have connected to people that we need to reclaim to free people, to free us. So we have an obligation to set other people free from our harm. That makes sense, Noah. And my mom was one of my biggest teachers, and I know the power that when we take our stuff back, you're freeing people too. And I do. I live my life, how can I serve in whatever which way? It doesn't even necessarily be, with healing. How can I give? How can I give today? And if I didn't have all of that stuff removed from me, or, I can't give. Start here, put it in here, then we're free, and then we can give. And that's how we start to heal our world, our planet, our community, our families, our marriages, our friendships, whatever.
In Judaism, we have Atonement Day. That's the loose translation from Yom Kippurim, which is when we fast for 24 hours. Now, it sounds really magical on paper, But in actuality, we're supposed to ask for forgiveness from our friends, our family, anyone we've hurt. And in Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, they teach us that you don't have to actually go and see that person. I mean, if they're here, you don't have to, but if they're in the, they've passed on, then you can just ask for forgiveness. You put your hands on your heart and you ask for forgiveness to release them and release yourself. But what I was about to say, why the reason is it is a beautiful tradition, beautiful spiritual tradition. However, most of the times, 2 days later, you're back in that rut of being angry with someone else, yourself included.
And and that's where I think you need to, tap into, the element of spiritual healing as well, because it's an evolution. We're evolving all the time. The healing we get, the more we evolve, the more our consciousness, heightens. It's not just okay, just a day or whatever. It has to, there's more to it. No, I don't even have the words even to explain, but there's more to that, and sometimes you just need a bit. We need it to come in and, help us shift things, but the same principle applies. It's, I don't know if I could actually do a hungry either, Noah. It's, I do, but it's a religious thing. It's a discipline. It's multifaceted. I totally understand that, but it's all about intention. Intention.
I agree.
And when we get ready, when we're ready to look and take ownership, okay, like I did, I was consciously aware that I hurt you. I am so consciously aware that I hurt you. And if you can't actually look at somebody in the eye and tell them that you can connect spiritually, I am so sorry for what I have done to you. I am going to take that back and I send you my love. So you can, I can create a safe space for that. Some people are ready to do things like that. Some people are just starting. Some people are a lot more, evolved than that, that are, going to different levels. But it's, that's a huge, huge starting point in progressing spiritually and moving forward in our lives, helping us to move forward and, own our purpose, whatever that may be. But when you're blocked and you're held back, you can't move forward. Clogged, you cannot, and I know it's a very simple how I speak, Noah, and how I work is very simplistic. It's very simplistic. It's not convoluted. It's not, it really is kind of bringing it back to basics. And I hope that resonates with people, that they can, that they're able to understand, what I'm trying to convey. So it's just a real, it's just simple, but we need to remove, we need to let go of all of these things that are holding us back from progressing.
Amen to that. And on this positive and healing note, I wanted to thank all our listeners and our audience for being here with us today. So, sending you love from both Eileen and myself, and we'll see you later.
Hope you guys enjoy this conversation and this episode. Don't forget to sign up to my new 360 wellness course on my website, naturallynoah.com/courses, and receive 15% coupon code when you mention Raising the New Earth podcast. Sending you love and light. Until next time.